floor, and sorry for coming in again so soon. We will focus now on 2023 and 2024, have our own remarks, but also we will try to react to some of the comments that we already heard this morning. We shared a few of others that the possible measures set out in Para 23 can be enlarged. The Philippine proposals seem quite relevant, and our working paper includes some valuable elements as well that go into a similar direction. At the same time, we also took note of the U.K. proposal, which seems like a useful reformulation, and in combination with some added elements, it could be an useful approach. We also wanted to react quickly to U.S. proposals. The formulation, I mean, it has been a long text. We will have to see it in writing as well, but just some formulations that we heard, the in a position to do so, seems a little bit problematic to us because this implies that weapons are situations to exist where we are not in a position to do so, or where this requirement does not exist. The question here is if this could not be understood as a kind of legitimization of other weapon systems, because it implies that they exist somewhere. I hope I have explained this clearly. The problem raised about existing weaponry with a lower standard than new ones is a very relevant and worthy question and worthy of discussion. In the end, such problems and circumstances should not prevent us from addressing the problems new weapon systems have, which are obviously quite larger than the existing ones, which have very developed autonomous weapon, autonomous capabilities and the heightened risk that come with that. Having the old systems in place and them having kind of a different way of functioning should not prevent us from going forward with our work. We agree with Belgium that the qualifier where feasible is not needed, and any concerns are sufficiently covered through as necessary to comply with international humanitarian law. We would also appreciate if we could expand international humanitarian law here, as in other parts of the text, with international law, including IHL. The sub-bullets under 24, we would appreciate if we could insert human before command and control. Also here with sub-bullets, we think that U.K. reformulations are quite constructive proposals. Only under C, we think that the circumstances should not be dropped. We would even propose to insert understanding of before circumstances. A quick reaction to the Russian proposals. We appreciate the spirit in which they are proposed. Many of them sound familiar to us. To some extent, they take previous language from the guiding principles and TGE reports and rephrase and also recombine them. To be of use, they certainly would need to be expanded with the elements that you have proposed, or put in an annex or put somewhere where they can be of use. Related to this, we also do not fully understand the Indian proposal since we have a good set of consensus language on accountability and responsibility inter alia, in the 11 guiding principles. As mentioned before, we should not backtrack here. Thank you.